You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Hi, my name's Brad Young, and welcome to the A Better You podcast, A Better You, 52 books a year to a better life. Today, we're going to be looking at book 45, The Power of Positivity. The power of positivity, I mean, thinking positive. You know, I mean, over half Americans think negative. You know, I mean, it's you know, not surprised because 90% of the news that you see is negative. You know, it gets better ratings. You know, I mean, if everything's good, I mean, you know, the ratings aren't as good. So, I mean, you know, same time, you know, they continuously lie and lie and lie and they go unchecked. So, you know, it just creates a negative culture. So you got over half people in the United States that are negative. And so when we look at that, you know, the book is going to focus on transforming coaches and athletes using positivity. So, I mean, if you're an athlete, you're thinking negatively, I mean, you definitely can't do it, you know, because if you believe you can do something and you're positive about it, you've at least got a chance. You know, I mean, if you believe you can't do it, if you believe you're going to fail, you don't have a chance. You know, that's the thing about it is you just don't have a chance. Because, I mean, if you, you know, when you look at things, you know, I mean, you can either be positive and give yourself the opportunity, or you can be negative and just brush it off. And we're all guilty of this at times. You know, we'll think something's too much for us and then, you know, come to find out it was nothing, you know. And so when, coaches and athletes start looking at this, you know, positivity, because you got to think, you know, there's, you know, you've got an old negative culture in sports. It's transitioned a lot. You know, you'll see, you know, you've seen a lot of modern coaches, you know, utilize positivity, you know. And so we look at the positivity and its impact on sports. You know, we do with a definition, we look at it, we look at the importance of mental health in athletics, because mental health is everything. I mean, you know, you gotta be clear-headed. You can't be hungover, tired, you know, stressed out, you're trying to go out and perform. You know, that's just, it's going to always lead to more negativity. And so I put key data points in there showing the importance of mental health in athletes. We look at quantitative and qualitative data on positive reinforcement and team dynamics. And so I go through that because, you know, we really, you know, really need to look at that stuff, because, you know, we look at the data, there's way more impact on positive reinforcement, you know, being a positive coach versus everything being negative. You know, we've definitely got legendary coaches that are very negative, but they transitioned out as well. You know, you've got a new area of coaching, and I mean, and, you know, we got science and data to back these things up. And so I put a list of famous coaches with a positive, you know, approach there. Also introduce you to Ted Lasso as a modern example of positivity in coaching. And Ted Lasso was a fictitious character on Apple TV, but Ted is a real modern example of just, you know, how a positive coach should be. I mean, he brings out the best in everyone with the power of belief, you know. And I have it signed, you know, in my office that I go by every morning, you know, and it says believe. Ted puts his sign up in the series. You have to believe in yourself. You got to believe in your team. And so I'm going to go further into Ted Lasso as we go, but I mean, he's a great modern example of a fictitious character that shows positivity in coaching. But also I have a list of famous coaches that are known for their positive approach. So now we'll look at the origins of positive coaching. You know, we'll look at the historical perspectives on coaching styles, is what I was alluding to earlier. you know, and we're transforming from authoritative to empathetic methods. You know, that's essentially what we're doing, because, you know, you got to think about it, you know, even in college sports, you know, you have the NIL now, name, image, and likeness. And so, you know, an authoritative coach, unless you are winning national championships every year, you're not going to get away with it. Just not going to happen. You know, you got to be more empathetic. You know, even with my teaching, I have to, you know, it's one thing we talked about, is being more empathetic and teaching and coaching, you know, in the classroom. But, you know, but there is a transition from that, authoritative coaching to empathetic methods, because, you know, players can transfer now. You know, and the same thing in the NBA and the NFL and other leagues. I mean, these are professional athletes. And so, you know, there's got to be more, you know, empathy. You know, you call them by their first name, it's a whole different animal, just like college sports has turned into professional sports, and it's semi-pro. But we look at, you know, the early pioneers of positive coaching. We look at the impact on athletes' performance and mindset with positive coaching. And that's something, when you look at that performance and their mindset, these coaches make you know, they win championships. But, you know, the famous coaches, I mean, you know, John Wooden, the Wizard of Westwood. I mean, he is probably the greatest college basketball coach of all time. And so, you know, we look at the positive effects of Wooden's pyramid of success. We look at Phil Jackson, Zen master, and, you know, his whole holistic coaching. I mean, Phil Jackson is a absolute living legend. I mean, he's unbelievable. He was a positive coach, you know, and he had players had more input, and he won so many more championships. I mean, he is, you know, one of the greatest, you know, basketball coaches of all time. You know, Tony Dungy. I really like Tony Dungy. I mean, you know, he utilized influential leadership in the NFL. We have Pat Summitt. You know, she transformed women's basketball with mentorship. You know, mentorship and positive coaching. And I mean, and she won multiple national titles, and Tennessee was in the NCAA tournament every year. She was coaching. I mean, unbelievably great coach. You know, Pete Carroll, you know, energy and positivity. I mean, you know, it's hard to find Pete Carroll not smiling. You know, he's about energy and positivity. I mean, he gets the most out of his players. He's won multiple titles in, you know, in college and in the NFL. And so, you know, he's a very good example. So we look at those coaches, and then, you know, in the next chapter, we look at Ted Lasso, fiction meets reality. You know, we look at the series, the cultural impact, and we look at the key characteristics of Ted Lasso's coaching style. And so, you know, when we look at the key characteristics of his style, you know, it's definitely positive, but there's more to it. And so when we get further into it, you know, Ted is optimistic. He maintains optimism. He's very empathetic. He deeply understands and connects with his players on a personal level. And that's, you know, that's very important, you know, in modern sports. You know, you need to be able to do it, but that's the same thing in, you know, in any type of answer. You got to be empathetic. You know, again, I mean, things change. It's just like the lowest unemployment since the 60s we've had the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, you know, as a manager, a leader, you know, you have to be more empathetic with people. You know, your general workers can go anywhere, you know, and just leave today. No problem. You know, the same thing. I mean, you know, you gotta, you know, get that empathy going, you know? And so as a coach, because, you know, if you're coaching a sport or coaching a team, you know, in a manufacturing environment and transport to any kind of environment, you know, you got to look at these characteristics. Inclusivity. He encourages a team culture to where every member feels valued. And that means everything. I'm going to tell you, because, I mean, you know, every team member needs to feel valued, because you never know when they're going to have to step up. It's just like if people feel that they're valued in an organization, you know, in any kind of, you know, I mean, any kind of work, whatever. I mean, if they feel valued, they'll do a lot more, you know, if you include them, you know, I mean, you make them feel valued, included in, you know, decision-making. Obviously, you know, at the end of the day, you have to make the final decisions, but if you encourage that, it's good. Ted, you know, Ted is also very supportive. for the, you know, for the mental health and well-being of his players. You know, he's funny, he's got humor, he encourages them. And that's one of the biggest thing is just encouragement and focus on confidence and then, you know, building themselves up. And then he's curious, you know, which leads to, you know, understanding team dynamics and things more, because you have to be curious to learn, you know, because people that are not curious do not continue to learn, you know. I've got curiosity. And so, you know, after that, I put real world coaches, Umbody Lasso's principles. You know, look at humor and empathy as tools of engagement. And they are. I mean, you know, they are. You got to be empathetic, funny, understand people. You know, Ted understands people. And that's the thing about it. If you can understand people, you won't have any problems. But, you know, people are hard to understand because, you know, there's so many variables in there. But Ted does a fantastic job of doing it. And so next we get into the science of positivity. And this is, you know, one of the more interesting sections here, because, I mean, when you look at the psychological benefits of, you know, positive reinforcement, you know, evidence-based insights on positive reinforcement, the power of positivity and decision-making. You know, we look at health. I got, you know, all kinds of peer-reviewed studies in here about athlete success with positive coaching. Because I really believe in positive coaching, you know, because anybody can break somebody down, but it takes a special person to build people up. And so you got to remember that, you know, you need to build people up. You build people up and develop them, you know. You don't break them down, but you don't give them too much confidence either. You know, it's kind of like when people get told how great they are too much, then they stop growing because they don't realize, you know, they're maybe great in that moment in that area, but there's so many other moments and areas that you got to continue to be great on. So that's something that, you know, we got to all think about. And then positivity builds a positive team culture. And this is something that, you know, we see more in college sports than in professionals, because, you know, professional, I mean, it's, you know, this is your job. In college, it's not your job up until recently. And now it's, you know, it really is with the NIL, because NIL deals, you know, you need to, you know, you're going to, you're getting paid. And so you've got to be able to understand these things, you know. And so, you know, there's a role of communication and transparency in the team culture, because team chemistry is going to be the difference in winning and losing in so many cases. You know, I've seen so many true teams beat teams with better athletes in so many cases. There's so many teams that falter every year in college football and basketball because they don't have team chemistry. So you need that team culture, that team chemistry. The same thing in your work environment. You need team chemistry. You know, it don't have to be over the top, but you need team chemistry. And then we look at overcoming challenges with positivity, because positivity is going to help you overcome those challenges and get to the next level. You know, if you're negative, I mean, you're not going to ever get anywhere. That's the thing about it. Everything's negative. Everything's falling apart, etc. Then you'll never get it. You'll never get it. You know, you can build mental toughness through positive thinking, and I look at more of a, you know, different stories and things to work, you know, about teams overcoming challenges with positivity. And then, you know, I put a section there about the 1985 Tennessee Volunteer football team. You know, they are huge, huge underdogs against Miami in the Orange Bowl. And when in the Orange Bowl, and I mean, you know, when you watch the game and listen to the announcers, and you know, they're basically, you know, wondering if the Vols would be able to hold them under 50 points, you know, lose, you know, less than 50 points. That team had grit. They were a real team. That Tennessee Vol team had a positive coach. They had a solid coach in Johnny Majors, and they prepared and were ready, and they just beat the absolute brakes off of that Miami team. And I mean, it was, you know, it was one of those stories that you just, you know, you don't see that often, but, you know, Miami had way more talent. Tennessee had better chemistry. They had a positive coach. They believed in themselves. They went out and won. Then look at the influence of positive leadership beyond sports, you know, lessons from positive coaches that are applied the business, educational settings, you know, that benefit from sports principles. We look at community and social impact of sports leaders, bridging the gaps between different industries through positivity. You know, innovation inspired by coaches like Ted Lasso. So then we look at, you know, critiques and misunderstandings of positivity, because, you know, a lot of times people, they assume that we talk about positivity, you're going around just rah-rah and all the time. And that's not it. You know, you can be positive. You don't have to go rah-rah and do all those things and, you know, and be just one of those over-the-top people. That's not it. It's just having a positive attitude, knowing you're going to win the day, knowing, you know, you understand the path to victory. You know, you can, you know, and you got to be able to balance positivity with discipline too, because, you know, positivity is more, you know, it's like motivation. Now, when you look at motivation and you look at drive, motivation gets you moving, but drive keeps you going. You got to have that drive to keep moving. You know, I mean, it took a lot of drive to finish all these books this year. I mean, you know, I wrote 52 number one bestsellers and, you know, in multiple categories, you know, this year, published, did everything, you know, did everything. But, you know, I would have never done it without being positive, you know, and having that drive, the drive to kick in, because there was definitely times I got way behind. There was times I was ahead because, you know, I started a month ahead of time to get these things done. And, you know, I've had to go back and, you know, and redo, you know, reformat, redo a few little things that were off. And but it takes that drive to keep doing it. So I'm making these podcasts on my way, you know, to finish up 2024. I'm going to have all 52 done, which is going to be actually 54 episodes. There's a preview. There's an episode about each book, and then I'll have a final, you know, a final podcast. But after that, we go into the future of positive coaching. We look at innovations that have shaped positive coaching, emerging trends in sports psychology and coaching. And that's, you know, these are things that, you know, we have to look at, you know, integrating data with neuroscience and then implementing integrated coaching approaches with technology combined with positivity in sports. So there's so many things in this book. I really love it. I mean, you know, no matter whether you're a, you know, you're a coach, you're a business coach, you're a leader, you want to be a leader. I mean, you know, the lessons in this book will really help you out. You'll be able to go through and be able to map out and think about things in a different manner. You know, when you change your paradigm just a little bit, it can make all the difference. But anyway, this has been the Better You podcast. My name is Brad Young. Thanks and have a great day.